The long and short of it is that the EPA under this administration has repeatedly destroyed direct demand for biofuels, metaphorically piling more and more corn on top of our already burdensome oversupply. What we need from EPA as they finalize the E15 waiver is a major step in the direction of allowing year-round sales of higher-level blends of ethanol and gasoline. That's the way we cut into oversupply. That's the way we better our environmental impact. And that's the way we save consumers more money at the pump. Farmers Union is eager for EPA to follow through on its promises to get an E15 waiver out the door by June 1. But we are also concerned that certain provisions within EPA's rulemaking unnecessarily work against the expanded use of higher-level blends of ethanol. Under the Trump administration, EPA's exemption handouts to oil refineries have destroyed demand for at least 2.6 billion gallons of ethanol, or nearly 1 billion bushels of American-grown corn. It is EPA's responsibility to follow through on the president's promises to family farmers and on Congress's intent to expand biofuel use in our transportation sector. We're calling on the agency to begin to right their wrongs by finalizing an E15 waiver that includes a pathway for expanded use of higher-level blends of ethanol.